We have guests in the studio with us this morning, and we appreciate them coming in from the Career and Technology Center. Mr. Brett Kiesler, and I'll let you introduce your guests.
I have with me today Valerie Arnold and Seth Nyman. They are the career coaches for Cherokee County. They work with career tech education and general education to promote careers for our students. They're all about connecting the students' education to careers and connecting students to careers. And I want to thank them for coming in this morning and helping promote the hiring fair that we're going to be talking about.
All right. And we are going to be talking about a hiring fair that's coming up very soon. And Valerie, you play a part in that. Tell us about what you do with the hiring as far as the coaches and coaching the students and things of that nature and getting them ready for careers.
Okay, so the hiring fair that we're promoting today is going to take place on April 18th, and it is to help our seniors who are looking for careers after high school make connections with business partners.
Okay, and that sounds like fun. You must be going to bring some business people in.
We are. We're super excited. We're inviting businesses from Cherokee County, Etowah County, DeKalb County, Calhoun County, even in Rome, Georgia. We've invited some businesses to come out, meet our students, and hopefully give them jobs for after graduation if that's the route they're looking for. You know, we celebrate students going to college. We celebrate students play in sports and athletics. We want to celebrate our students who are wanting to be employed and going to work too.
Absolutely. And of course at the Career and Tech Center, they can get certified, get started, and or get on their way to certification of a skill that will take them through life.
That's exactly right. We're also going out after spring break to do resume refreshers with our seniors. So when they go to the hiring fair, they go with great-looking resumes, and they're prepared. We're also going to talk to them about interview skills, dressing appropriately, and just meeting with our business and industries that are visiting that day.
And they'll need to know all about that. That's something that all these young people will be able to get a refresher on and be ready to go out into the real world.
That's exactly right. We're super excited to help them get that way.
Mm-hmm. I know you are. And Seth, you play a big part in this as well.
Oh, yes, sir. We start the year talking to our seniors that at the end of the year you need to be kind of listed as one of the three E's, and that's enrolled in a college or higher institution, higher learning, or technical school, enlisted with the military, or employed. And so we are working on the final E here of the three E's. And hopefully this will give some seniors that don't have a plan ready yet a chance to finalize those plans.
And of course, this will give them an opportunity to get started. And a lot of people change careers over the years. Oh, yes. And how many times do you see people in there throughout their career change their vocation?
You see them coming into education all the time from outside. That's one neat thing about the career tech education. You see folks from industry come in from one career to another, and they bring that expertise, and so it is that's nice to change every now and again. So
it is. And then of course in the Career Technology Center you have some people that are welders that also need some information and some knowledge of electrician and or electrical work or plumbing in their vocation as they go through life.
Yes, that's true, Jerry. It's not just about pursuing a career. A lot of the skills that we teach at the Career Technology Center, they're life skills, as you pointed out. You can pick up a lot of things that will help you just maintaining a household, you know, learning about electrical, being able to go into automotive and learning how to do stuff to your own car. But also, we hope to spark an interest there, and a student will find a career that they can go on to.
That and one that they're interested in that they like and can enjoy.
Yes.
And make them a living.
That's correct.
As they go through life. All right. And the career fair, if the businesses around the area want to participate, how do they get in touch with you in order, or will you send out an invitation?
So the best way is for a business to contact either myself or Mr. Nyman through email, and we will send them out a registration form that they fill out. It's a very short form, and we also provide, once we know who's come in, we provide the tables they're going to need for setting up their booths, the chairs if they need power at their booth. All they have to do is show up and bring their marketing material.
All right. And of course, that's going to be a lot of fun. We've done some of this with practice with students in the past, and but being a real hiring fair, a full-fledged one, will be even more interesting.
Yes, Jerry. You know, we've done the reality fairs in the past. We've carried them out and let them practice interviewing. Well, this is the real test. These are real business and industry people coming in to sit down and meet with the students. And it's an opportunity, not just for career tech education, but for all seniors in Cherokee County to sit down, meet with business and industry people, possibly do a interview at that time and be hired on the spot. But more importantly, it will help them make a connection. They may interview a couple weeks after they graduate, but we will see some hired that day and go ahead and sign up and be ready to go to work after they graduate. But it's about helping them make those connections, people getting resumes from people that are graduating. And like I said, it's not just for career tech education. It's for all the students. Because whenever you graduate high school, a lot of students are going to work the summer before they go off to college. Some students are going to work full-time while in college or in community college, whichever their path is. And some are going to go directly to work. So we're hoping to connect all students to a possible career on this day.
Well, that'll be exciting. And you have how many students from across the area? Do you know from all the schools, all the seniors?
All seniors. We will take also the juniors that are very interested. And then as an added bonus, after lunch, we're going to open it up to the community for adults to come in or and just those seeking employment. So, and we do encourage folks that need, or businesses that need part-time work or seasonal work for the summer. I know we, with the summer lake business, we have a lot of opportunities around the lake for kind of seasonal work. If those businesses want to participate, come in and interview and try to set up some summertime help, or like Mr. Kiesler said, those students are that are wanting work before college in the fall. So yes, but we are looking for seniors around the county, juniors, and also, like I say, after lunch, general public is welcome to attend.
During the morning, it's going to be students
yes,
only.
Yes, sir.
That's interviewing and
that's
meeting
correct.
With the businesses. And then in the afternoon, everyone can come in that are looking to change jobs, move up in employment, and things of that nature.
Yes, sir.
Are you receiving calls and receiving contacts from the general public, people saying, when are you going to have students ready to go to work? We need some. Are you getting those?
Yes, sir. We're always getting that, Jerry. People are, business and industry are looking for employees. It's increasing every day. People are looking for employees, are looking for qualified employees. This is a great opportunity for our students in Cherokee County to have this event put on right here at Gadsden State Community College on April the 18th. They're going to be able to walk in and hopefully have a great representation of all the business and industries in Cherokee County, but also the surrounding areas. And they'll be able to come in and sit down and meet with the people and try to pick something. And it's going to give the business and industry a great opportunity to meet the graduates that are graduating in May and just start that pipeline into the careers with these graduates.
Well, we're seeing in our business, we deal with other businesses that are seeking people and seeking employees to come in and fill jobs, and we do advertisements for them, and we have some running now that people are needing employees. So there is a need for the job fair to connect everyone so that these jobs can be fulfilled and our economic situation can move forward throughout our country. A lot of people don't realize how much the local workers contribute to the economy, and I'm sure you guys see that all the time.
Yes, sir.
And of course, this is going to be on the 18th of April. It's going to be at Gadsden State. You're going to have plenty of room out there.
Yes, sir. It'll be in the arena at Gadsden State, mm-hmm. set up on the floor of the arena, so there'll be lots of room. Miss Arnold and Mr. Nyman, they've worked with on getting a layout set up to have all the businesses in Cherokee County to be in front and center. They'll be the ones promoted right in the middle, and then we'll have the other businesses around. So it is a great opportunity for people in Cherokee County, business industry, and our students. And then, like I say, after lunch, starting at 12 o'clock, we're going to invite the community to come in and participate in the hiring fair. So this is it's a great opportunity for Cherokee County.
Okay. Now, we've talked about the students going to be there. What would a person representing an industry, what would they need to bring with them to interview the students?
Like I said before, really just their marketing and promotional material, company representatives to talk to the visitors at the booths. Everything else is provided for them.
Okay. So they just need to be prepared to share what they have to offer.
That's
for
right.
The people that's needing employment.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep, that's it. We're making it pretty simple for everyone.
Yeah, they're going to have a area where they'll have a table and chair set up for each business and industry there, and they'll be able to put their promotional materials on it. And then they'll have other areas they can go to for more privacy if they need it for interviews.
Okay, and that is great. Well, how are the students receiving this? And are they excited about it?
They're definitely excited. A lot of the students who are uncertain about what they're going to do after May, this is something to help them. You know, they might have a career waiting for them as soon as they graduate. So anyone that has uncertainty or they're just not sure. Also, students who don't know what they're going to do after high school, they're not for sure if college is right for them, not for sure what kind of job they want. This is something that can help them, you know, get ready for that and have something waiting for them. So they're very excited.
Great. Seth, do you see many of the students that come in that are set and say, I know what I want to do in life, and this is the path I'm going on? Or you have more of them, like Ms. Arnold said, that's uncertain?
It's a pretty good mixture of both. I think those that know what they're going to do that are enrolled in college, some already have their dorm rooms and everything ready to go. Everything's on the schedule. You've got those folks that have enlisted with the military. They've already got their tests done and their dates set. And then you've got those that, when they get unemployed from the Board of Education at the end of May, it's going to hit them pretty hard, and they just gonna have to get a plan together, and so it's a pretty good mix.
Well, this would give those that are not quite certain, it's not enlisted,
absolutely.
That's not enrolled in college, it will give them an opportunity to help get some plans formulated, I think.
Yes, and even the students who do have a plan, this is a great opportunity for them to get out and just network and meet people. Networking is so important. And that way they can, if they want to come back home and live in Cherokee County, you know, they'll know what's available and what options they have. So it's great for everyone.
It sounds like it's going to be very informative, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We're excited.
It'll be a great day to be out there.
Yes, sir. And Jerry, I'd like to say a big shout out to our sponsors.
Yes.
On this event. Also, Gadsden State Community College for allowing us to host this event there. The Cherokee County Industrial Development Authority for providing funds and support and helping us to put this on. Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce, East Alabama Works, the Cherokee County Board of Education, and the Cherokee County Career and Technology Center.
Well, it's a great event, and all the time and monies that have been expended or will be on this event, I'm sure it will be a great investment in the future, not only of our county, but in the future of all these students as well that's involved, whether they stay here or whether they move away. And some will do, some will go, some will stay, and some might go and come back. You've seen that too, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yes, sir.
It's a great opportunity. Anything else you want to leave, Brett, before we cut away?
Just, again, a great opportunity for the seniors and juniors in Cherokee County, and then after lunch for everyone in Cherokee County that's looking for a job, this is a great opportunity to come out on April the 18th and sit down and interview, give your resume to someone at a business, have a face-to-face interaction with them, and there's going to be so many there for you to select from. It's just going to be a great opportunity.
Well, I'm excited about it because I've seen in our industry that it's sometimes difficult for recruiting when you have an opening to fill. And so we are excited. Hopefully we can be there as well and take part in this and let some people know what's available in broadcasting.
Jerry, I'd like to say one other thing. I want to say thank you to Ms. Arnold and Mr. Nyman for putting this together. They have worked extremely hard on organizing this, bringing all these different entities together to make this happen on this day. They're doing a great job out there meeting with the students in Cherokee County and making them aware of the business and the industries and potential careers available.
Great. Anything any of you would like to add before we cut away?
Just one last thing. We will be updating the list of businesses who are participating. We still have several that are signing up. Our goal is to have 50 to 60 businesses, and right now we're at 38, but I expect to have more as it gets a little bit closer. But just keep a check on our Facebook page. We have our Cherokee County Career and Technology Center page and also the Cherokee County Career Coaches. But we will have an updated list of who all will be attending as far as the businesses go, so people will know who's going to be there.
And you have a separate Facebook page for this?
We do. It's on Cherokee County Career Coaches and then our tech school page as well.
Okay, good deal. Seth, anything before we go away?
And you know, at the very least, if you have a business that wants more information or just someone from the community, they can always call the Cherokee County Career and Technology Center at 927-5351.
Okay. Thank you all three for coming in and being with us and giving us this information. And we'll be using it as we go forward to continue to remind people about this upcoming event because it's going to be important for the students and the community as well. Thank you much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, sir. Jerry.